Support provided by the Joint and Spine Center at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering a comprehensive approach to joint pain treatment, from education to diagnosis through treatment and recovery. Seminar information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is November the 30th, and on the WSIU Almanac, 4 years ago today, a physics professor in Italy makes history by becoming the first person to successfully take a direct photograph of DNA. And in 1986, Savon Lendl is the first ever tennis player to earn over $10 million. Locally, all throughout the month of December at Giant City State Park, you can see an exhibit by local photographer George L.H. Stone. Now, the theme of his exhibit is Things with Wings. And remember, the artwork on display at the Giant City Visitor Center, they change it up with the seasons. The American Red Cross is holding a blood drive tomorrow at Crossroads Community Hospital in Mount Vernon, and this Friday in Olney at Richland County High School between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. And as November and Native American Heritage Month comes to an end, here is retired SIU anthropology professor Dr. Brian Butler, and he's talking about the early Americans who lived at a site near the Ohio River in Massac County, what is now known as Kincaid Mounds Historic Site.
They were fully sedentary people. They were farmers. They cultivated maize as a major crop. Later on, they did beans. They had squash, sunflower. So yes, they were fully sedentary and farmers in a society that we would call ranked leaderships, chiefs, or as the European explorers sometimes referred to, kings.
And that's the November 30th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Kevin Boucher, and this is your WSIU Almanac. Quite a few famous birthdays on this day in history. Mark Twain was born today in 1835. Winston Churchill was born in 1874. Locally, the United Way of Southern Illinois' Angel Tree program is going on now. Also, Family Counseling Incorporated is teaming up this year with the Vienna Fire Department to raise funds for the Angel Tree program. Now, you can go to their Facebook page and see the progress. And to find out where the Fire Truck Toy Box program will be next in Vienna, call 997-7744. If you like trains, the Christmas Model Train and Nativity exhibits are going on at Mount Vernon's Jefferson County Historical Village, and the dates, December 16th, 17th, and 18th. And by the way, there will have several different gauges on display, as well as historical model trains from the 1940s and 1950s. And as we wrap up November and Native American Heritage Month, here is Kaylee Sharp, doctoral candidate in the SIU Department of Anthropology.
Dr. Mark Wagner and myself carried out a research project for the National Park Service a couple of years ago. There are written documents, military documents, a particular piece of information by Reverend Daniel Buttrick, who recorded the trip as they were passing along. And so they're telling us things like, we tried to stop here when it was cold at night. It was 2 miles from Golconda. 4 miles up the road, we had to stop.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for the last day of the month. Enjoy your day.